Hi, it's Chip here, and I'm here with the superhero himself, the White Knight. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm great, thank you. I got asked to come along tonight to support the autism event that's going on tonight. And being autistic myself and being a very late diagnosis with autism, I really wanted someone when I was growing up to sort of aspire to and learn from about autism, because I didn't know what it was when I was that age. I knew I was different, but I didn't know what way. It led me to make assumptions that I was from outer space and stuff like that. But I really wanted someone to sort of look up to and go, oh, this is what I've got. So I always support events like this, and I've been doing a local zoo autistic group every last Wednesday of each month now since January. And the responses I've seen, and even the change just from that first group to now, is fantastic. They're seeing the confidence improve through events such as this. That's just so amazing to see.
Cool. So you were on this morning with Philip and Holly. What was that like?
Oh, it was definitely nerve-wracking. They got me there nice and early, and I was sat in a heated waiting room in full armour, so not only was I nervous, but I was boiled when I went on. But Philip and Holly are as nice in person as they are in real life. I got to meet them beforehand and after and have a good old talk with them. And I'm not really a talker. I haven't done many events such as this beforehand, because a lot of people assume that I've been doing this for like 10 years or so, when in reality this morning interview was in January. I only started doing this in December, so I'm not much of a talker, so I sort of had to learn on the job as it was. But it was absolutely lovely to talk to them, and I'm glad that the way my message on there has been received by many people all over the world. I've had messages from Australia, from all over America, from Russia. It's been absolutely amazing how it's been received, and I've had people messaging me sort of saying thank you for sort of going on and basically talking about autism. There isn't enough sort of representation of people to look up to in the autistic, so it was really nice on there. And afterwards they paid me a bit of money as sort of like a standard appearance fee, which went straight to charity afterwards. And since then I've had a local comic book artist draw a comic book artwork of me, and I've been taking that to events such as the Comic Cons, the Village Fairs, things like that. And I've basically been selling that, and all the profits has gone to autism charities all over the island. And I've raised over £400 now for various charities, including when I did Walk the White as well. I walked 13 miles in full armour because a bunch of my fans said they'd sponsor me if I walked it in full armour. And it was very hot. I felt like a piece of toast by the end, but it was well worth it, and they sponsored me. And I'm hoping to do a full summer worth of events. I've got all the carnivals, I've got the Gay Pride event, and various other events that I just want to turn up to and basically sort of help inspire the kids to look up to someone and be more proactive in their community, helping each other.
That's amazing. I have a theory that you're Ian Mack in disguise.
Lots of people have been sort of guessing at who I am, but I prefer to keep it sort of anonymous, really. Not only because the kids sort of love the masked crusader on a mission of justice, but it's very nice as well, because everyone's sort of identifying with it sort of as just a nameless person who just wants to do good for the community, and shows that anyone can just step up and help out in a way that's constructive to the rest of the community, and without even knowing their name, just someone doing their bit to help everyone.
So you're kind of like a superhero version of Marshmallow, which is cool.
Yeah, that's amazing. Oh, I've never thought of it like that way.
Yeah.
I've been called various names, like the Poundland Power Ranger, Budget Batman, stuff like that. But and I've received various amounts of hate online, but it doesn't get to me. Where I said on this morning that I was an ex-doorman. I've heard every insult under the sun. I've had every death threat I can think of thrown my way. And I just want to show people online and in person. I'm going to be doing some events soon where I basically just hire a hall and give a talk basically about how to respond to bullying, not only in person but online, because I've had various comments about people saying that they're going to tie me to a post and set me their dog on me. I've had various people saying that if they see me, that they're just going to kick me straight in the head and then dump me in a dumpster. I've had various stuff like that, but I don't let it get to me. It's just nice. I've had various comments online about my appearance, calling me fat and stuff like that. But I've just basically told them that I hope they have a nice day, and they don't respond after that. It's better just to say something like, have a nice day, and they know they can't win. Yeah. And it doesn't affect me at all, because...
Because you won.
Yeah, it doesn't affect me at all. I know that what I'm doing for the community is helping it. And I'm whatever they throw my way can't sort of discourage me any way at all, because of the way that I know I've impacted on not only the autistic community, but kids and people everywhere that I've helped on my sort of travels at night and through events.
So I have an idea. You know the fire thing in Newport, the fire building.
Yeah.
I reckon you should kind of get a big spotlight and get a photo of you and put it up in the night sky. So when there's a clear night, so when you're out in Newport, kind of like the bat logo.
Yeah, I've had loads of people saying that they want to put a bat signal in the middle of in the sky, and people saying, oh, I've got a shed you could use as a secret hideout if you wanted to. But I love the way people are getting involved and sort of saying stuff like that to me. I've received various drawings and stuff from kids who've seen me on TV, and they've given them to me at events. I always love things like that. It's nice to see the work they've put into just someone they don't even know or don't even know the name of. It's absolutely brilliant. But now I hopefully through all these events during the summer, hopefully I'll get some more people to my Facebook page, because unfortunately my last one was taken down, and then I have a group with about 800 people in I don't have access to. But I've got a new Facebook page with about 100 followers in it, and I've got my Instagram, my YouTube and my email. And hopefully through these events in the summer, I can get more people sort of into those groups, so that when I do my events about online bullying and stuff like that, hopefully I can get some more people to attend.
Thank you for letting me interview you.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
The coolest superhero ever, the White Knight.
Thank you very much.